Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Mix 106.5. We are Kramer and Jess. Thank you so much, by the way, for all that you've done for us for the past couple of months. We've been doing this Teach Us Baltimore segment on Mondays because we're new, right? Mm-hmm. So now we're 3 months in, and Jess and I were sitting here last night kind of talking about the segment. We're like, I feel like we're pretty well caught up. We've learned a lot over the past few months.
Yeah.
Between Hun and about crabs,
Natty
the whole
bow,
thing.
I mean,
you guys have been super helpful. There's one more topic, though, I feel like we have to broach before we end this segment. And it was literally, I think, day three that we got here.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, I don't even remember how this came up, but it wasn't the first or wasn't the only time I've heard of it. It's been multiple times now. People here in Maryland have said, you got to hear the Crabs for Christmas song.
I think because I wanted to hear a Christmas song and then someone texted in and I thought they were playing.
Yeah.
Because I was like, there's no way.
Yeah. The David Du Bois.
Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do.
I'm sure this is not the first time we've heard this song, but as newbies,
yes,
we're like, wow.
Never before in my life.
It just sounds like you're in a bar, like swaying back and forth, pint in your hand.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a smile on their face.
Everyone's holding a crab. Crab and a bear. I love it.
Okay, but here's the thing, is I think we could all admit, kind of a campy song, right?
Mm.
It's got a little bit of holiday cheese to it.
Mm.
Our question for Teach Us Baltimore today is like, is this song serious?
Yes.
Like, do we take this song seriously? Like, when the holidays come around, are we listening to this in, like, a serious manner?
Yes. Is this on your playlist? Do you play this in your home every single year? Or is this a tradition that you've known ever since you were a little kid? Like, where does this come from?
But, or is it just something that's, like, there? Is it like the Weird Al Yankovic of Christmas songs? You know, like it's there, but like you would never turn to it because
it's
just a little too campy, like a little too cheesy, you know? If you don't mind calling us up and teaching us Baltimore this morning, 410-583-1065. When it comes to crabs for Christmas, like is it a holiday tradition that you just love? You just have to hear that song every single year? Or are you like, y'all about to get tricked?
Yeah.
Nobody listens to that song. Nobody in this city. 410-583-1065. Mix. Tis the season, friends.
Oh, I want
crabs for Christmas. I know it already. I love it.
Jess is so in.
I'm so in.
Mix 106.5. For our Teach Us Baltimore today, we're just asking about crabs for Christmas. You know? Like, let's admit it. Kind of a campy song, right?
Yeah.
So, now that we're new here, we just got to figure out, like, is this song for real? Like, is it part of your family tradition here?
Uh-huh.
Or is it just, like, one of those songs that, like,
you know, but
it doesn't, like, mean much. You know, to you, 410-583-1065. Tobias.
Hey.
Help us out with crabs for Christmas. Is this for real or is it like...
This is very much for real.
Explain it to us. Like, when do you remember the first time you heard crabs for Christmas?
I heard it through my dad when I was like probably 5 or 6.
Okay,
aww,
okay.
I love that.
I want to say it's more real than something like, I don't know, the Dominic the Donkey song.
I'm sorry, the what?
Yeah, wait, who?
don't make us do another installment.
Okay. There's a lot of goofy Christmas songs you probably heard, like the Chipmunks.
Oh, sure. Okay, sure. So does it fall into that category of like Chipmunks or no? This is much more serious.
No, it doesn't. It's definitely more serious than that. There are families, including mine, that, you know, for Christmas, we'll try to go out and we'll get like a bushel of crabs.
And so, okay, and I understand like that, but like, do you have to then listen to the song? Like when it comes on, you're like, yes!
Yes.
Yes!
It's like, is it not Christmas until you hear this song?
We will be singing that song probably together.
Okay. Aww. It's good to know. It's really good to know. Tobias, thank you so much.
Absolutely. You have a great one.
For you too. 410-583-1065. Like, are you into crabs for Christmas? Tell us give us your backstory. Jess, who is this?
Roy.
Oh, it's Roy. Hey, Roy, good morning.
There is a show that used to be on Maryland Public Television called Crabs.
Oh,
that was literally the name of the show. And it was based around people in Dundalk, I believe.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that was one of the songs they played around Christmas time. And the guy who sang it is an actor. He used to be on a host on a show called Evening Magazine here in Baltimore. And he was PM Magazine. So they're all actors. They're all trained actors. But that was just a thing. And it stuck.
Wow, you are so well knowledgeable
on
Crabs
so
for Christmas.
Awesome.
Well, believe it or not, I never heard this song until 2 years ago.
Oh.
And it's because a friend of mine I used to work with is from Dundalk. And every year he would bring it out like, come on, it's not a real thing.
Right,
and then I went on YouTube one day. Sure enough, there's a guy, another guy who was song. Wow.
Did you go down a rabbit hole at that point? Because I feel like it's one of those songs you go down a rabbit hole on. Like, where did this come from?
Yes.
What is this about?
Well, I have a lot of friends from Dundalk. I went to school in Essex, so we were like rivals.
Yeah, okay.
So when I finally admitted that I heard the song and I didn't hate it, they all came out of the woodwork. We're talking 40 years later. And, oh, hey, you're in the club now. Like, oh,
you were welcomed. Yeah, you were welcomed into the group at that point, man. Thanks so much for calling us. And what about you? 410-583-1065.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You actually hate this song.
I am mad that you just tortured me listening to it for 2 seconds.
I'm sorry. Wait, why?
Explain your disdain.
I agree with all the tests. It is. I think it's local Baltimore. So I'm 50. I've been in Maryland my whole life, but not in the Baltimore area. So I never heard that song until I moved around Baltimore. So I'm sure probably the locals, meaning people that grew up in Baltimore, like it. But oh my gosh, for me, I have to change the
No.
No, this is good. No, listen.
It's the worst.
This is good to know. I mean,
do not look into that Dominic the Donkey thing either. That was another one that I heard when I moved to Baltimore.
I've never heard Dominic the Donkey either.
Yeah, what?
You're not
this?
Missing anything.
Is that another local song? Is that like a
That's apparently the Italian Christmas song. I don't know.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
That is
both,
so cool.
That's bad, I think.
We've learned so much. Okay,
yeah.
So not everyone in the city loves it. We've got to point that out.
That's,
you know?
Fair.
Chris,
that's
yeah,
fair.
I think only local, Baltimore people.
Like
probably
in the
love
city.
It, know it.
Like actually
Correct.
In the city. Okay, it's good to
Correct.
Know. Chris.
Or in the outline. Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Chris.
You.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Yeah, see ya. Wow, it's good to know, you know?
It's my favorite song.
Oh, only crabs will do.
Okay, so. We learned that, but there's something that a lot of people kept mentioning was this other song called Dominic the Donkey.
Which we've never heard of before.
Must be another regional thing because, yeah, I've never heard of Dominic the Donkey, so of course I had to go look that up. And this song is wild, isn't it?
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la.
I don't know. Both these songs are like, hey, hey.
And their voices are so good. La, la, la. I love it.
Like, only Christmas can you get away with stuff like this.
You can do whatever you want.
You know what I mean?
You're like, la, la, la.
like imagine.
Skipping through the streets.
Like, imagine. Imagine it's like July, okay? And we're on the radio. We just get out of like Shawn Mendes or something. You're like, okay, now here it is. The new hit, Dominic the Donkey. Here it is.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic
like,
the Donkey.
Everyone would be like, no, we're not getting behind this at all. For some reason, November hits and everybody's cool with
but
it.
But November 23rd, you best believe.
It changes, man. It just changes. Weird.
Now,
Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
You ready?
WWMX HD1 Baltimore.
Time to turn it up.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Initiating in 10 seconds. 9, Bell's Point, 8, Bel Air, 7, Airford, 6, Danielle, 5, Delta, 4, Delta, 3, Delta, 2, Columbia. 1, 1, 1. Now,
Baltimore wakes up.
Kramer and Jess.
On the radio at Mix 106.5 and on your phone with radio.com.
Hello. This is Baltimore's morning show.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe one of the only morning shows in the country working this week. You know why?
Why?
Because we love you.
Yeah, that's and we don't have any friends.
And we got nowhere to go. So
we just want to hang out.
Maybe we have family here. It'd be a different story.
You don't think we're playing, but we're not.
We're alone. You're our only family. It's fine. Listen, it's fine. Our lives are great. It's good. It's really good. Welcome. That's how we're going to start this week.
Please stay. Don't go anywhere.
What are you guys doing Thursday? Anybody free or... No? All right. That's fine. Welcome to our very sad 6 o'clock club this morning. Woo! It's all right.
No, we're happy. That's why we're here. It's good.
Why don't you text us? Let us know what's going on with you this morning, who you are, why you're up so early in the morning, and maybe what you're doing for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. What are you doing?
You good?
Where will you be?
Maybe text us your address and what time you're eating dinner.
Oh, I'm crying. Oh, my gosh. That's so good. That's so good.
410-583-1065.
Good morning, Veronica, Lori, Jake from State Farm, Mr. E, Kyle, Mr. W, Jen the RN, Flagman, Johnny E, Sixers, Anthony, Eric the Carpenter, Brian the Lyft Driver, Hope a Dope, Magic Mike, Turtle Man Alex, Motor Mouth, man. Dougie Fresh, DJ, Tater Tot. Hello.
It's kind of paranoid. We walk in and know I'd be here this morning, you know?
I know, and I was scared. No, this is giving me hope.
You're wiping your tears away.
Oh my gosh, that was so good.
I feel like we're going to have a loopy kind of show today. I can feel it's kind of loose because it's a holiday week, you know?
Yeah.
My body didn't want to go to sleep last night. It was just...
Oh my gosh, same.
Yeah, like I laid down. I think because I literally slept most of the weekend. I had such a long week last week. So last night... It was like, no, we're good. Let's just stay up till 1.
I had much anxiety. I could not fall asleep. I don't know what was going on. That's so weird that you said that.
I think people that are awake right now, you understand that countdown anxiety.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, let's say it's all of a sudden you roll over and it's 11 o'clock. And you're like, okay, if I go to sleep right now, I can still get, you know, 5 hours of sleep.
You almost make it worse for yourself because you're thinking about how much time you're losing. And then it makes you stay up even longer. It
becomes like a marathon.
Yes.
You know? Oh my God, now it's midnight. It's fine. Like
it's 4
hours, and I can like maybe set my alarm 15 minutes later.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. No big deal. Then all of a sudden it's 1. You're like, ugh.
That was me too.
It's
going to
be bad. I got a great quote I want to read you this morning. A word of encouragement during failure is worth more than an hour of praise after success.
Yes.
Think about that.
That's true.
I don't know if you get somebody going through something, you know, that could use some extra encouragement this week, or maybe it's us.
Maybe just stay here.
Is that us?
It's okay. It's us.
No, but it's so true, man. You know, like it always feels good to hear the good things. But it's funny how when you go through something hard or a loss, you know, like the Ravens, for example.
Hey.
Waking up this morning not feeling the great, you know?
Yeah, chill.
You can, just send a little love, encouragement.
Yeah, love to all of us. That was hard yesterday.
Well, let's get started with the Baltimore top three in a couple seconds. Catch up with everything going on in the world. Jess?
The president went after Maryland Governor Larry Hogan yesterday. On Twitter. I'll fill you in on all the drama next right here on Mix with the Baltimore Top 3.
410-583-1065. Text us that you're up and we'll give you a shout out. Yeah, there was some Twitter beef between the president and I'm going to call Uncle Larry. Can I call him Uncle Larry?
Are we
on that?
I don't think we are.
Those kind of terms?
Yet. I don't think so. Until we meet him, I don't think we should make any nicknames for him at all. Until we know how he feels about us.
The Governor Larry Hogan.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some drama going down with those two. Per use, and Jess will catch up here in a couple seconds with the Baltimore Top 3 first. Let's say good morning to you, our 6 o'clock club. Those brave enough to wake up and face the world before the sun is even up here in Baltimore. What's up, Jess?
Yes, Doug E. Fresh, Christine RN, Gwen is up about to go to her Orange Theory fitness class. Girl, more power to you.
That's cool.
Lisa, good morning, Darlene, Mama B, Kate, Amanda Zombie. I guess she's feeling good. Amanda changes. She's like amazing, a zombie. However she's feeling, she changes.
Tired,
I like it.
Man.
Mr. Spicy, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, glad that you are awake with us. Thanks for doing it. You too, 410-583-1065. We want to give you a shout out.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Oh, you ready for this?
Yeah.
I forgot how to do this. I really feel like I've been gone for so long.
It's
how
okay.
do I radio? I never remember.
It's okay.
All right, here you go.
Number 3.
Governor Larry Hogan and President Donald Trump went after each other on Twitter after the president tweeted out a report saying that the first batch of COVID tests Governor Larry Hogan got from South Korea were flawed. President Trump shared a report on the state's deal and said, quote, Hogan is just as bad as the flawed test he paid big money for. The president is referring to an article originally published in the Washington Washington Post, claiming that Hogan spent nearly $9.5 million in state funding for 500,000 COVID tests from South Korea that were flawed. But Governor Larry Hogan has said that this report is completely false. Hogan responded in a tweet and said if the president had, quote, done your job, the country's governors would not have had to get their own tests, stop golfing, and concede. The governor will hold another press conference today at 4 p.m. to provide another update on the COVID-19 surge in Maryland. The statewide positivity rate is at 6.82%.
Wow, it's high. You know, we've only been here for a couple of months, but out of all the governors that the states I've lived in, I've never seen a man more savage.
You know what
like
I mean?
Like, he goes in.
I feel very defensive over, like kick back. Don't talk to him that way. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, he's going through a lot.
You're standing up for Larry?
I'm standing up for Larry.
Number two.
For the second time in 2020, the Ravens have taken another loss from the Tennessee Titans, 30-24. Derrick Henry ran 29 yards for a touchdown in overtime and got his team to victory on Sunday. Intentions were high before the game even started. Just like they did last season, the Titans huddled at midfield on the Ravens logo after coming out of their locker room. The Ravens were still preparing inside, but coach John Harbaugh got into a shouting match with Tennessee cornerback Malcolm Butler, who was yelling at the sideline. With the loss, the Ravens fall 6-4 and are now third place in the AFC North. But Lamar says that this was a game that we should have won and thinks Tennessee wanted it more.
We just had two losses in a row. Games we, you know, we should have won. We had little hiccups in the game. But we still got to keep fighting through it. You know, that team, it looked like that team wanted it more than us. You know, they was playing physical. When we went up, I feel like, you know, we just took our foot off the gas. But we just got to keep it going. Finish teams.
The Ravens play Pittsburgh Thanksgiving night at 8:20 p.m.
Man, that's a big one, too.
Number one.
Tyler Perry kicked off his Thanksgiving week by opening up his Atlanta studio for 4 hours to give 5,000 families in need Thanksgiving meals with a combination of food boxes and gift cards to a local supermarket chain. The employees of Tyler Perry Studios donated their time to volunteer and hand out the meals. Cars lined up for over 12 hours before the start, which was drive-through for COVID precautions, and all the workers were tested ahead of time as well. A source said Tyler was heartbroken seeing people all over the country stand in line for food, so he decided that he wanted to give back to his community. His hope is that his gesture will also encourage his other high-dollar friends to give back during this holiday season.
Absolutely. He's always doing cool stuff like that.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Take a look at traffic. Problems on 295 northbound as you make your way by BWI. This traffic report brought to you by Wendy's. Problems as you head north on 295. I have an accident. I'm being told all lanes are blocked on the northbound side, so things are jamming up a bit. What you have to do is scoot over on 195 to get over to 895 or 95, and you can get around it without too much of an issue. No other major problems to watch out for. Not seeing any problems even with the weather that has come through overnight. So things are a bit slow just because of the wet roads on the Beltway, but nothing really incident-wise to watch out for. Wendy's has a real morning win with their breakfast, 2 for $4. Pick from their classic bacon, egg, and cheese, the classic sausage, egg, and cheese, or the honey butter chicken biscuit. Offer valid for a limited time during breakfast hours only. See participating Wendy's for details. That's Mix Traffic. I'm Dan Miller on Mix 106.5. All right, text us too, 410-583-1065, and you're part of our 6 o'clock club. It's just you waking up with us, and we appreciate it, especially on a week where some of your cohorts are like, nah, we're taking the whole week off, but not us. We're real ones.
We're here with you.
So just thanks for being here. 410-583-1065. Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Happy Monday. Thanks for checking out the show. This story has just got me shook this morning. Like, we get a lot of news stories all the time, but this is one that, like, made me pause this morning, but this cannot be a true story. There's a guy in Oregon, okay, found out some devastating news. His wife of, I forget how, they've been married for a long time. Cheating on him.
No.
Terrible, right? Terrible. Goes into this deep depression, right? And so he tries all these kind of things, try to get himself back on track, can't get it. So what does he do? Goes to the doctor, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty standard thing to do. So the doctor, as they're in this, this meeting, is like, hey, you should take this prescription and maybe go get some therapy as well. After the appointment, he finds out who his wife had an affair with. It was with a doctor.
Are you serious?
It was with the doctor that he went to see because he was depressed about his affair that his wife was having.
No.
God. Like, what are the odds? So now he's suing him, by the way.
He's suing him
for negligence. $2.9 million this morning.
Oh, really?
God, can you imagine?
That's the worst.
Not quite sure who it is.
Yeah.
Can you roll into the doctor's office only to find out that's the person?
He's like, going to take your blood pressure now.
Yes.
All right.
A little higher than usual.
Okay.
Let's take a look at dog news. Here we go.
Today in dog news...
Nobody focuses on the dog.
Nobody.
No, y'all too worried about coronavirus.
Yeah. Nobody takes time for those that matter.
Those that matter. On our show, we love dogs, man. We love them. And so we bring you Today in Dog News. The stories we're not going to hear on the other radio stations. We don't bring you this kind of stuff. This story is nuts, and I'm going to have to send you over to our Instagram to go see this video. Florida, I lived there for a couple of years. It's filled with alligators, right? And you can kind of expect it. And you never quite know when they're going to attack.
Yeah, and aren't they just, like, walking around?
Yeah, totally.
Like, how?
But it's even scarier because they'll just, like, chill in, like, a lake or a pond. And then, like, when you least expect it, they'll just, like, jump out at you, right?
Terrible.
So there's this man who just happens to walk his dog. What happens, tiny little dog, too, I'm not sure. The alligator jumps out of the water.
No.
Grabs the dog.
Stop.
What would you do?
Cry.
Yeah. Probably be a natural reaction. Not this man. No. Literally decides to wrestle the alligator.
No.
Yeah, listen.
He just came out like a missile.
Wilbanks pried open the gator's mouth and saved his dog, Gunner.
He had one little puncture wound. My hands were just chewed up.
Even after being dragged underwater in the jaws of a gator, Gunner is doing just fine.
And I was able to save Gunner's life.
It's crazy, right?
He said, not my dog.
Not today.
Not today.
Like, would you... Think about that for one second.
Oh, I mean, I would fall apart. There's no way.
Would you go in, though, after the alligator? I feel like I probably would.
Really?
As a dog owner, a proud dog owner that loves my 5-pound chihuahua, I probably would go in, but it wouldn't even be something I'd think about.
You would just do it.
It's like a kid.
Yes.
You know, like if your kid got caught up by an alligator, you're not going to just
sit
there.
You go after. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Oh, he said not today. Not Gunner.
Not Gunner.
Don't you dare.
Not today. There's a look at Today in Dog News. My mom on for Mom's Monday Motivation in about 10 minutes. How much money would you pay to have just one normal pre-COVID day? Like, how much money would you pay to have a pre-COVID day? Especially, I'm asking this on Thanksgiving week because things, you know, are a little more sensitive this week. Your Thanksgiving may be looking a little bit different. Jess, how much money would you pay to have one pre-COVID day? Just back to normal. You could go outside. You could be around people. Everything.
I don't know the amount, but I definitely would be willing to drop a good amount of money to do that.
I think I'd give $200.
I would do that too.
Because we're only talking 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
So do the math on that. It's a lot of money per hour.
Like a Disneyland ticket or a Disney World ticket.
Yeah. Basically. It's like your life Disney World if you
think about it, right? I would.
The average in Baltimore, people say they'd pay about $305.27 to be very exact.
Only 27 cents.
There's 25% of people in the city said they wouldn't pay anything to have a day back. About 20% of people pay $100. 29% of people said somewhere between $100 and $500, and 15% of people say they pay more than $500.
Yeah,
just to have one normal day. The reason I ask is because if your Thanksgiving is looking a little different this year because of all the COVID stuff, hopefully my mom's motivation can make you feel a little bit better. Next, with Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5.
Everything means nothing if
you are going to play for 4 season passes over to Six Flags. Coming up with Mega Prize Minute. Get ready for it. I think today's question is pretty dang easy, if you ask me.
I think so.
Be here. Play. 7:15. Just a couple minutes here on Mix. On Monday, we try to make it as smooth as possible. The transition from weekend into reality. And we do it with a segment we call Mom's Monday Motivation. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
So my mom and I do a podcast together called Certified Mama's Boy, and it's basically just about we say it's live, laugh, love your mom. And I started this because my mom's super motivational. This woman's got something here. We gotta capitalize on this.
We have to share her.
Yeah.
Aww.
So start a podcast called Certified Mama's Boy. But mom's super motivational. So that's what we bring her on Mondays to share some positivity with us. So mom, what's going on for today?
Okay, of course, it's Thanksgiving week. We all have to adapt. Sorry, Jess, it's hard. And Kramer's disappointed his buddy's not coming.
Right.
Yeah, lots of changes. So,
well, we should talk about that really quick for those that don't know. So, my friend was supposed to come down from New York this week. He ended up getting coronavirus last weekend, so that's not possible. Jess was supposed to go home to Stockton, California, to go see her family and her grandma, who she hadn't seen for a while. And then with all of the craziness and the do not travel, you know, advisories and everyone just taking it a lot more seriously, we're both going to be here.
That's how it is this year. It's crazy 2020. Coronavirus here, and we're all having to make changes. So I thought maybe a little Eckhart Tolle would help us out this week.
Okay.
Acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. So even though we can't do what we want to do this Thanksgiving and be with those whom we want to be with, we can still give thanks because we are still tremendously blessed in abundance.
Yeah.
All of us.
No, it's true.
So let's just count our blessings.
Yes. Jess, one thing you're thankful for this morning.
My family, whether I have to talk to them through a Zoom screen or until I can see them in person, no matter what, they're always there. And love doesn't change whether it's virtual or not. So I'm just thankful for them always.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for my dog, Kiki. She's 11. We've had a rough health year, but she's still out here. She's kicking, man. So I'm very thankful for Kiki this Thanksgiving week. What about you, Mom?
I'm just thankful for all my family and all my friends and all my loved ones.
Yeah. By the way, my mom and dad just spent their 49th wedding anniversary.
Aww.
You notice how she didn't say she's thankful for my dad. You realize that, right?
She said loved ones. He's included.
He is my family.
That's true. All right. Go check out our podcast if you want to listen to more motivational stuff and just, you know, let's just share your life and feel good. And it's over right now on radio.com or wherever you get your podcast called Certified Mama's Boy. All right, Mom, that's it. Love you.
Okay. Love you forever.
The Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Number 3.
For the second time in 2020, the Ravens have taken another loss from the Tennessee Titans, 30-24. Derrick Henry ran 29 yards for a touchdown in overtime and got his team to victory on Sunday. Tensions were high before the game even started, just like they did last season. The Titans huddled at midfield on the Ravens logo after coming out of their locker room. And the Ravens were still preparing inside, but Coach John Harbaugh got into a shouting match with the Tennessee quarterback, How do I keep going?
You just keep going.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
Basically, John Harbaugh is a real one, and he would not let anything get past him. And he got mad at Malcolm Butler, which is fine. So, with the loss, the Ravens fall 6-4 and are now third place in the AFC North. But Lamar says that this was a game, though, we should have won.
This is that. Two losses in a row. Games we should have won. We had little hiccups in the game, but we still got to keep fighting through it. You know, that team, it looked like that team wanted it more than us. You know, they was playing physical. When we went up, I feel like, you know, we just took our foot off the gas, but we just got to keep it going. Finish teams.
Did anybody catch that slip or is it just us?
The Ravens
know. You were
play,
talking so fast.
The Ravens play Pittsburgh Thanksgiving night at 8:20 p.m.
Lord have mercy.
Right. Number 2.
We've all been through a lot this year because of COVID, and it's been especially tough on the kids. So the little ones need to know if this pandemic is going to keep Santa from coming down the chimney this year. But Dr. Anthony Fauci has some reassuring news for them. Fauci, the leading infectious disease expert in the country, says kids don't have to worry. He says Santa Claus will still be coming to town, and he's not bringing COVID when he does.
Santa is being exempt from this because Santa, of all the good qualities, has a lot of good innate immunity. So Santa's not going to be spreading any infections to anybody.
Don't got
to
worry about it.
No.
Santa's done enough good. You
He's
know?
Good.
He's immune.
And
great.
Also, NORAD also says they will be ready to track Santa Claus and his reindeer and make their 65th annual flight. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, which is responsible for protecting the skies over the U.S. and Canada, says it will be ready to follow Santa on December 24th as he flies from the North Pole to visit children's homes all over the world. NORAD is committed to tracking Santa while keeping our military, their families, and our dedicated call center volunteers safe. Governor Larry Hogan also will hold another press conference today at 4 p.m. to provide another update on the COVID-19 surge in Maryland.
There you go.
Number 1.
Thanksgiving dinners are going to be a lot smaller this year, which means there's going to be new rookies in the kitchen. 22% of people in Baltimore say that this year will be their first shot at making Thanksgiving dinner, and two-thirds of them are worried about completely messing it up. So, just in case that happens, there are plenty of fast food spots that will be open on Thanksgiving to save the day. Boston Market, Wendy's, Burger King, Domino's, Sonic, Dunkin', Popeyes will be open, wow, just to name a few. But I posted the full list on our Facebook mix on our Facebook page, Mix 106.5 Mornings. This is Jess, and that was your top three. Now here's traffic.
Oh,
just kidding.
No, it's not traffic.
There's not. I lied. That was a test, and you passed.
This show has been the most Monday show we've ever done. Just hands down. All right. Well, no shouting matches over here.
Nope.
We're just going to play Mega Prize Minute, if that's cool with you. And we're going to do it next here on Mix.
Diamonds on Mix 106.5.
Tomorrow, we get Charm City Secrets at this time, but I thought today we would play a game Jess never does well at. And we call it Yes or BS.
Okay.
Jess is so bad at this game. Remember last time we played?
I didn't get any of these right. I did not get one correct.
It is Yes or BS, the Thanksgiving edition, okay? And I'm going to give Jess a statement, and if you decide it's yes, then it's true, okay? This must be a true statement. And if you say no, that means it's BS.
Okay.
Here we go. Number one, Thanksgiving is always the last Thursday in November. Thanksgiving is always the last Thursday in November. Is that yes or is that BS?
That would be a yes. No.
We're already starting off bad.
Wait, no. Wait, what?
Most years, it's the last Thursday, but it's technically the fourth Thursday of the month. So the next time November has five of them is actually going to be in 2023. That would be a BS.
Fine.
Off to a terrible start.
What?
Jess, question number two.
Okay.
The song Jingle Bells was originally a Thanksgiving song. Is that yes or BS?
Yes. I'll say yes.
Or BS. That is a yes. Very nice.
Nice.
There's a guy in New England who actually published it in 1857. He wanted people to sing it on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But it somehow got associated with Christmas. Why would people sing Jingle Bells on Thanksgiving?
I think he was just trying to, like, spread the love to make Thanksgiving something.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Fair enough. Question number three, Jess. There were no forks at the first Thanksgiving in 1621. Is that
yes?
Why do you say it so confidently?
I don't think we had forks yet.
That is a yes. The pilgrims were British, and forks were not popular in England yet. They just used knives, spoons, and their hands. Question number four. The very first TV dinners were made from Thanksgiving leftovers. Is that yes or BS?
BS.
That actually is a yes.
What? That's nasty.
Swanson had a bunch of leftover frozen turkey, after Thanksgiving in 1953. So they divided it up into 5,000 aluminum trays with stuffing and potatoes and vegetables and gravy.
Okay.
And they came up with the title TV dinner. And it costs 98 cents. So
that's so
true.
Cool. I don't know what I thought in my mind. I felt like it was
offended by that, too.
I felt like it was other people's Thanksgiving dinners, and then after they ate it, they put it away. I was like, wait, is that safe?
It's like actual leftovers.
That's what went through my head right there.
Gross. All right, last one. Gratophobia. Gratophobia.
What does that word mean?
Is the irrational fear of Thanksgiving. Is that true? Is that a yes or BS? Forgive me. Yes or BS?
I'll say yes.
That is yes. Very nice. 3 out of 5 ain't bad, Jess.
Wow.
And by the way, if you have an irrational fear of turkeys,
what?
It is called melagrisnif. There's actually a real 2 medical conditions, by the way.
Wait, if you are, like, terrified of turkeys?
If you're terrified of turkeys.
What?
Yeah.
Can someone call if that's you? Explain this to me.
Anybody terrified of turkeys? 410-583-1065. The hard-hitting issues. We just learned a new term, okay? And I'm going to try to pronounce this. Malia grassophobia.
What?
Malia grassophobia, which is the irrational fear of turkeys. And we're like, is there anybody literally that has that fear, though? And I'm sorry, Tina, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Tina, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a fear of turkeys.
Okay, so it might not be a phobia, but when I was a kid, I grew up in the farmland.
Okay.
And we were walking, me and my brother were walking home from school, and I don't know if you've ever actually come across a wild male turkey, but they are huge.
I don't think I ever have, to be honest. I don't know if I've ever seen
maybe,
a turkey.
Maybe it's because I was a child. Everything looked so much bigger.
Yeah.
And this turkey, this male turkey came running out of the bushes at me.
No.
And chased me down the street.
It chased you?
Yes, chased me down the street. I guess he had his lady in the bushes with him.
Okay.
Oh.
His lady turkey?
I guess he was trying to protect his lady. And I went running and screaming. And ever since then, now I'm scared of turkey.
Do you eat turkey on Thanksgiving or will you not even go near it?
Oh, no, I can eat it.
No, yeah.
Because it's not alive. But if there's a live turkey, I don't want to go anywhere near
She's
it.
She's like, I will gratefully put a murdered turkey on my plate.
No, that is terrifying.
There's funny things like that from childhood where you just can't, like, get over it. Now, forever, every time you think about turkey, it's just not the same. Did you get, like, when this time of year comes around and you start to see, like, turkey pictures everywhere? Or just actual turkey itself?
No, but if I go to a farm or if I go to the zoo, I'm like, a lot of times they'll have the petting zoos and stuff. And
right.
If you can't pet the turkeys or something, I'll just walk right by those guys. I don't even want to look at them.
Tina's not having it. Not having it.
Right. I'm sorry, Tina.
Tina, thank you for telling us that this morning. It's very important for us to know it exists. Have a good day, okay?
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for saying that. If you've also got a fear of turkeys and you want to get on this conversation, the term again, Malia grisphobia is irrational fear of turkeys. 410-583-1065. Now, coming up in a couple seconds, I don't know if we're going to get a lot of calls on this or any.
Why not?
There's probably one or two.
This is important.
Jess says enough is enough, because before your man goes and starts holiday shopping, can we please tell him that there's not a woman in the state of Maryland that wants this for Christmas? Never have, never will.
Nope.
Next on Mix.
Kramer and Jess.
Find him on social at Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Mix 106.5. Yeah, I'm genuinely curious if women are going to agree with you or be like, no, Jess, you're totally wrong on this.
I don't think I am.
So the holiday season is upon us, right? Especially this week. This will be the beginning of the serious holiday shopping. A lot of stores are already doing their Black Friday sale early, you know? And those Best Buy already went into like full-on Black Friday mode.
Yeah.
So Jess wants to make a public statement to every single man listening to this radio station before you go out and holiday shop for that woman in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Jess?
Let your woman tell you what she wants and just get it for her. Don't guess. Don't try to come up with some creative seashell bracelet thing that you think she might like, because the bathroom is decorated in an ocean theme, so she must like seashells. Like, no. Just let her tell you. Let her tell you the size. Let her tell you what fits and get it for her.
Don't be creative is what Jess is saying.
No.
Why? How did this even come up?
Okay, so Garage Boy, my boyfriend, and I went Christmas shopping over the weekend. And as we were shopping around, I would grab specific things and be like, I really like this. I'm a size medium. I really want this. I'm a size 8. Like, right? And he was like, why are you telling me this? And I was telling him, this is what you should get me for Christmas. And he said, no, like, I'm going to surprise you. And I was like, no.
Well, this is the first holiday you guys have spent together, right? Because you guys have only been together for, 10 months officially. So this is the first holiday season
that we're, like, getting gifts for each other. And what? I did the same thing, too. I was like, I want you to give me a list. I want you to give me sizes. I want you to send me the link. I want it to already be put in the cart. Just send it to me and I will get it for you.
What is your concern?
My concern is I feel like men like to assume what we want. And it's like, just do what I say and get me what I want so I'm actually going to get it and use it, than me getting some like weird purse thing that you think I would use that I don't. And then I have to pretend that I like it and then put it in my closet that I'm never going to touch again.
Now, to be fair, Jess has a little bit of trauma when it comes to bad holiday gift from men in her life.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So my ex-boyfriend would get me things that he thought I would like, but they were always things that he would like.
So you would ask for something.
Yes, or he would just get me things that made no sense to who I am. Like, he got me a wetsuit one time. Am I a surfer? But it was so I could go surfing with him. But did he ask me if I wanted to go into the ocean where the sharks are? No, he didn't. It's like, why would you do that to me?
So now that Jess is in this new relationship, she's feeling like she's got to lay down the law and
save Christmas for all women in America.
Do you think women will back you up this morning on this?
I think so.
I'm genuinely curious because I'm not great at gifts. I'm like mediocre at gifts, right? And if there's something that a woman in my life really wants, mm-hmm. I'll get it for her.
Yeah.
But if I'm left to go rogue, I try to really put some thought into it, right? Like, for example, last year, Miss California, this girl that I'm in a situationship with back in California, she is her profession. Oh, man, I'm going to give it away. But what she does, there's something that means means a lot to her, uh-huh. right? Near and dear to her heart. And so I went out and I donated to that cause for her holiday gift.
That's awesome.
It was the greatest holiday gift she ever got.
That's awesome.
So, and I went rogue on that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go with something like standard that she may want.
Yeah, and I'm proud of you. And I think the thought is amazing. And I think that's so sweet of you to do that. But I also feel like it could have saved you the time and worry of wondering if it was going to be okay if she just would have told you and you just would have done it. And it's just as special.
410. I'm genuinely curious. And women, I feel like we need to talk about this because the holiday season is upon us. Do you want your man just to give you what you want for the holidays?
Think about it. Do you just want what you want?
Like, right.
Yes.
Or do you want him to, like, you know, go out on a, you know, on a limb? And be creative and tap into like his creative side or his sweet side and pull out something a little bit more genuine than just a Forever 21 gift card.
That's genuine. That's genuine because I'm genuinely going to use it.
410-583-1065. Do you want your man to give you what you want for the holidays or no? Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. Jess just made a pretty bold statement. We're trying to figure out if you agree with this. She's like, hey, don't try to get creative. Don't you dare get creative on me on Black Friday. No, 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 no.
No.
I'm going to tell you what I want for the holidays, and you're just going to buy it for me.
Yes. Okay. Let's do that for each other so we all are happy and satisfied.
Don't you get creative.
No.
Don't you be sweet on me.
Don't give me that weird thing you saw on TV that, like, combs my hair and straightens it and flat irons it at the same time that's going to burn my hair off. Like, don't do that to me.
Stephanie from Westminster, good morning. Hey, Stephanie, you there?
Oh, hey, yeah.
Hey,
hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, so do you want your partner just to give you what you want for the holidays? Or do you want us to, like, go out and be sweet and, like, thoughtful and, like, put some effort into it?
No. Okay, 100% let me tell you what I want. I have a closet box of gifts for boyfriend's past for Christmas that I will never use.
Yes.
Like, no, I want you to buy exactly what I want. I will give you the exact link. You buy what I want. Or
yes.
It's going in the box with the other ex-past gifts.
Yep. The size, the color, what fits me.
Guys, where's
100%.
But where's the spontaneity in it? Like, relationships, I feel like, breed on spontaneity,
you're
right?
You're right, but not in the gift giving, though. Like, I want to, like, surprise me for a fun date night or something, but don't surprise me.
It also depends on the guy.
Yeah.
It 100% depends on the guy. Like, I've been with my fiance for 5 years. I let him go our first Christmas, and I was like, let's see what he does. And I learned real quick, no, you're going to get a list next year and every year after.
What'd he get you?
Yeah, what'd he get you?
God, honestly, I blocked it out.
I threw it away.
I just remember I was like, not happening again. No.
Oh, no.
Lesson learned. Lesson learned the hard way. Okay, Stephanie, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That reminds me of my ex-wife, our first Christmas together. She was so offended. I decided to go rogue.
Okay.
And I went to Victoria's Secret and bought her a bunch of lingerie.
Yeah.
She was like, this is not...
That's not for her.
That's not for me.
Again, selfish.
Brenda
selfish.
From Baltimore, do you want your man to just give you what you want for the holidays, or do you want him to be creative and sweet and all those good things that any woman I feel like would want?
Oh, no, I want what I want.
Thank you, Brenda. And tell him why.
Yes, because, okay, now my partner has very good taste, don't get me wrong, really good taste.
Okay.
But I don't wear scarves.
See?
1 year, I got none of the scarves. I don't wear them. So it's to the point now. I tell them last year I wanted a smartwatch. I gave them the smartwatch I wanted.
Oh, yes.
The color, everything. So it's the best gift ever. I use it every day.
And yes. did you get your smartwatch?
Oh, I bet I got my smartwatch. Yes.
Yes.
So do you? But I mean, like when the holidays rolled around and you opened up your gift, were you like, oh, smartwatch? Who knew?
No, uh-uh.
You're happy.
I knew what it was, but I had to wait, so it was in anticipation of waiting for that day, so I got it.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I always get other stuff, you know, little things.
Sure.
The main thing.
Sure,
but,
okay.
You know, you have to let them know about it. It ain't the little side gifts or the little stocking stuffers or, you know, the little eye care gifts, but
right.
It's the main thing I want.
Exactly.
Look, this is eye-opening. This is eye-opening this morning.
Yes.
I'm glad you called, Brenda. Thank you so much.
Well, thank y'all. Welcome to Baltimore. I love y'all.
Thank you. We love you, too. That's so sweet. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.